Welcome to the Cyprus Beat. On Monday, the Cyprus problem will once again be discussed in an informal chat with the UN Special Envoy, Jane Hall Lute. The purpose is to find out if there is any purpose in having further discussions. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is skeptical. So are most of the other politicians engaged in the talk to see if we can talk. The skepticism is unworthy. We think that there is no doubt at all that all parties involved can talk. They do it all the time. So we look forward to a tremendous success of these talks, which no doubt will be heralded as a great step forward. Meanwhile, everybody in Cyprus is waiting to hear from Big Bad Boris on Monday. He's going to announce whether to allow Brits to travel again. We know that at least half the population of the UK will head off to Cyprus as soon as Boris says it's okay. Perhaps we should ask ourselves about how trustworthy the UK PM has been in the past. After the mess made of the Brexit deal, can he do anything right at all? You know, they don't call it perfidious Albion for nothing. We expect mostly vaccinated Brits will be allowed to come to Cyprus. Increased tourist spending is a side effect of the injections. Meanwhile, Cyprus is fifth in Europe for vaccination coverage. European Union Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides praised Cyprus for vaccinating over 16% of its population, and the number of COVID-19 tests conducted weekly make Cyprus a leader in Europe. On Tuesday, the health ministry confirmed that 149,382 people had been vaccinated. 107,485 received the first jab of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 41,897 have had both doses. I got vaxxed last week. It took 2 hours as the Cypriot bureaucrats had difficulty calling out the names of those on the list. However, it should be said that the actual vaccine process was very efficient, as was the arrangement of a second appointment for the other jab. Any side effects from the AstraZeneca jab? So far, I've noticed that my hair is getting thicker and my nose is getting smaller. Those are just jokes. You should understand that. Cyprus Beat thanks its sponsor, Hellenic Bank. We've heard the bank made a small profit last year, so thanks for spending part of it with us. Have a great day.